A tired heart begins anew when faith returns pure and true. When faith returns pure and true, spiritual renewal.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another lovely special Eid transmission. Wherever you are, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Do not forget, when you're making dua for yourself, for your family, for your community, make dua for the ummah also. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is His final and last prophet, and He Azza wa Jal grants relief to the Ummah, shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering, maghfirah, forgiveness to those who have passed on, and protection against the oppressors. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, as Muslims around the world are commemorating, celebrating the Eid al-Fitr, that hype, that excitement is in the air for most Muslims. Yes, there would be many Muslims due to their personal circumstances, due to the great difficulties that they are facing, that they would not be able to have a joyous Eid. We make dua for them as well. The least we can do. If we can aid and assist them with cash or kind, with good intentions, do so. If not, at least make dua for them. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them protection against the oppressors and grant them sukoon. Grant them tranquility. Well, today we are going to be focusing on something which is very important for each and every one of us individually. And that is, Ramadan had arrived so quickly and departed so quickly. And now, what is beyond Ramadan? What is the aftermath of Ramadan? Post-Ramadan reflections. What do I do now? Now that the special guest from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of Ramadan, has gone, has left us. Whether I will get to see to host this guest again or not, Allah and His Rasul knows better. That guest, Ramadan, will surely appear the next year. Whether I will be there to receive that guest, we just don't know. So stay with us as we explore this and we give some motivation on what to do next beyond Ramadan, beyond Eid. Inshallah, let's make some good intentions. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsina for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allahul Kareem. Time is fast, life is short. It does not matter how long I live. It matters how I live. Am I living my life, this short and precious life? Am I living it by fulfilling my purpose or not? What is the purpose of a believer, of a Muslim? To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do good deeds, to prepare for the grave, for the day of judgment, which is the day of accountability. And so every day, I need to take stock of my life. Which direction am I living my life? then I'll get to understand that whether I'm fulfilling my purpose or not, or I'm just wasting away this short, precious life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us passion to do good. Let's watch a lovely kalam. We'll continue with this discussion about post-Ramadan reflections. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Dear Islami bhaiyon aur Madani channel ke nazreen, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, bachpan mein jo mujhe yaad padta hai, zindagi mein sabse pehle agar maine koi naat padhi thi, to wo yahi naat thi jo aaj main aapke samne ek bar phir pesh kar raha hu.
Kis tarah paon rakhe ya sahib-e-basirat, kis tarah paon rakhe ya sahib-e-basirat, aankhein bichhi hui hai har jaan teri gali mein, duniya teri gali mein, ukba teri gali mein, ukba teri gali mein.
Aba kahan chale?
Madine,
Madine, Madine ka safar hai aur main nandida, nandida jabhi afsur surda qadam lagzida, lagzida chala hu ek mujrim ki tarah main janib-e-tauba, chala hu ek mujrim ki tarah main janib-e-tauba, sharminda sharminda badan larzida, larzida nazar sharminda sharminda badan larzida, larzida
Madine ka safar hai surda, afsurda qadam lagzida, lagzida
kisi ke haath ne mujhko sahara de diya, warna kisi ke haath ne mujhko sahara de diya, warna kahan main aur kahan ye raaste pechida, pechida kahan main aur kahan ye raaste pechida, pechida
Madine ka safar hai aur main nandida, nandida jabhi afsurda, afsurda qadam lagzida, lagzida
اقدس کا نظارہ, کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ, نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ, دزدیدہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. I hope you enjoyed that lovely kalam. You can find this kalam and many others like it by different reciters on YouTube by visiting our official page of Dawood Islami called Naat Production. Continue listening and reciting. Get your offspring also used to listening and reciting. Why? One of the main reasons is that it helps us to develop the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt Athar, and Awliyaullah in our hearts. So continue listening and reciting as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Madina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. Ameen bijahi khawatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The day of Eid for most Muslims is a joyous day. But why is it special for us? What are some of the great moments and meanings of Eid? As a reward for the believers, that you work so hard for 30 days, the whole month, and now there's an expectation to receive your salary, your wages, with which you can pay off your bills, your expenses, and put food on the table. 30 days, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, of fasting, of staying awake at night, waking up early in the morning for your sahur and for Taraweeh, Salah. And now a day of 30 days of fasting, and now the day of feasting. This is why it is forbidden to fast on the days of Eid. It's a form of reward after the strenuous 30-day or 29-day period of Ramadan. As, of course, without comparison, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to His grandeur, appreciating the efforts of the fasting people. Imagine that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, and we, the creation, who are full of sins, but our broken efforts being appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's mercy. That's mercy. So no matter how far I have strayed off the path, I have gone off the track, the important thing is to keep coming back. Keep coming back in sincere repentance. Keep begging for forgiveness for all of us, myself firstly, for all of us. So this appreciation, where we are in celebration, and there's so many things that make up this day, to show shukr, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever we do have, to be hopeful that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our ibadat that we have done for Ramadan. Subhanallah. But now what happens? During Ramadan, I woke up at Sehri time, Sahur, so early. On normal days, I wouldn't wake up so early. Unless the person is habitual with the performance of Tahajjud Salah. Tahajjud is the king of the Nawafil Salahs. The optional voluntary prayers and Salahs, Tahajjud, which is before Fajr time. And that is the Nafil Salah Tahajjud, that it was also fard, compulsory, upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform. You and I have 5 daily Salahs. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 6. Including this Tahajjud. So whole Ramadan went, an ideal time to make it part of our routine to perform minimum 2 rakats, minimum, before your Fajr. So on normal days, perhaps I can't wake up so early in the morning. Ramadan proves that you can. And you did. Now what? What happens now? What reflection do I have over this? That I did it. I was doing it. So I can do it. So that is a practical motivation for you and I. Continue. Continue. Don't just awaken for Fajr Salah. How about if you awaken few minutes earlier? If Fajr starts, let's say 5 o'clock, then 4:30, 4:45. So you got at least maybe few minutes to make your istinja wudu, few minutes for your 2 rakas nafil. Or if you're waking up 30 minutes earlier, you have more time, more nafil you can read. You can read some Quran Pak as well. So, since we are discussing post-Ramadan reflections, the aftermath of Ramadan, what extra good that we managed to do in Ramadan, like the Tahajjud Salah, even if a person did not perform any Tahajjud Salah, but he was getting up Tahajjud time for his Sehri, for his Sahur, to have his meal or even something simple, porridge or something. He was getting up at Tahajjud time. Tahajjud ends, Sahur, Sehri ends, Isha ends all at the same time, and then Fajr starts. So we have shown ourselves, we have proven to ourselves, we can get up that early. It's all in the mindset, if I really want to, if I'm going lazy. 30 days, 29 days of pure training. Let's copy, let's paste. Let's extend this for the rest of the 11 months. So we've already shown that I can do it. I've shown it, I've proven it, I've lived it, I've done it. Continue. What do you have to lose? Subhanallah, but the joy you feel, that wonderful feeling that you have. And we are just talking about one thing. By extension, many would have started to perform their Ishraq, Duha, Salahs as well, which is 20 minutes after sunrise. Many would have also started to perform the Salatul Awabin, which is after Maghrib, that Nafil Salah. Many would have said, you know what, I'm going to perform a Tahiyyatul Wudu in Masjid. I'm going to perform a Salatul Tawbah. Subhanallah. Continue now. Why stop it? Why stop it? Yes, okay, Shaitan is unchained and he is back with vengeance and fury. And he's going to try anything and everything to indulge us in fulfilling the desires, in committing guna and sin, missing our salahs. And making us, influencing us to become lazy. Like before Ramadan. Let's show him a lesson. Let's teach him a lesson. No. I can do it. I can wake up for Tahajjud and perform Tahajjud. I can wake up for Fajr and read Fajr. I can read all these other nawafil ibadat. Well, after Isha Fard, Sunnah and Nafil. We used to read Taraweeh Salah. 20 rakat. Imagine, 20 rakat. Isha itself is 17 rakat, na? 17 rakat in total. Now, 20 rakat, Taraweeh Salah. I did it. I was reading it. Okay, there's no Taraweeh Salah after Ramadan. But what about the Nawafil Salahs? The Tahajjud, Ishraq, Chash, Duha, Tahiyyatul Wudu, Masjid, Salatul Tawbah. We can do those things. Salatul Awwabin. Now that Ramadan has passed, the extra good that we used to do there, let us continue now. Continue. And Shaitan, believe me, watch and see. Observe how he's going to make us feel lazy. 30 days, 29 days, I was chained up. My effectiveness was cut short. Now, let me indulge these people. Let me whisper into their hearts and their minds and make them waste away in merriment and enjoyment so that they lose their salahs. Leave nafil and voluntary salahs, even the fard salahs. The Eid is not just a festival, not just a commemoration, a ceremony as such. It's a spiritual ceremony or sort of graduation for the believer. You've completed this course of 29 to 30 days, Ramadan. You've completed it, and now here's a bonus for you. Here's a day of celebration. Of course, that celebration needs to be within the ambit of the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even Eid day, you start it with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should be like that every single day, that the moment your eyes open, before you even check your phone, what's the time on the phone, or your watch, or your clock, you're reading a dua. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. You're thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once again, He has given us life. We did not pass away in our sleep. Our eyes open again. Opportunity awaits. Subhanallah. So begin your day with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then comes your, of course, Eid, Salah. Then comes your get together at different families' houses and breakfast and lunch and wonderful, delicious meals and mithai and sweetmeats and desserts. And so yes, whilst Eid is a day of unity amongst family members, a day of maintaining, strengthening family bonds and ties, a day of visiting relatives, sharing happiness, a day of the house becoming more vibrant, more active, with the kids running around, you know, with the ED and the toys and the grown-ups sitting, talking, catching up. How wonderful is that? How beautiful is that? And the food items laid out. But there would be many out there and all alone on Eid day. Nobody. Nobody to visit. Nobody to visit them. In Ramadan, that jazbah, that passion, enthusiasm to help people, to serve people, to provide iftari, to give donation, charities, must continue. Continue according to your capacity, your ability. And believe me, in your family, in your society, your community, if you search, you'll find. You will find the forgotten people. People that society has forgotten about. Their own family members have forgotten about them. You will find the lonely people. Lonely Muslims. Perhaps they may have come from another country, far away, for better prospects, for better financial prospects. So they came to your country to earn halal, to look after their family here and their family over there. And so they have no family in this country, in your country. But they are Muslim. And a Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. And they're all alone on the day of Eid. And perhaps they do cooking. So they'll try to cook something extra special to treat themselves. Maybe the only real get-together that they have is when they go for Eid, the Eid Salah. And everybody's embracing each other and giving Mubarak Badi, Eid Mubarak, Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. But then, back home, in silence, like a stadium, when there's a match on, and the crowds are going wild, and the stadium is roaring. Once the game is over, the players are gone, the audience is gone. What's left? What is that? Silence. Darkness. That individual could be feeling like that. What if it's an Islamic sister? She wouldn't be going for the Eid Salah. She'd be in a home, maybe taken off from work, but all alone. Of course, other Muslim females, Islamic sisters, they should get together. However possible, create some facility, some kind of platform, some kind of program. No big bayans or anything. It's Eid Day, na? Maybe some few Madani pearls of advices. Sacrifice a little time. Take turns. Example, if you have, let's say, 10 Muballighin, preachers of Dawat Islam, right? You two, you give this 1 hour, 2 hours. You two give the next 2 hours. You two next 2 hours, next 2 hours. Create some facilities, activities, some nice meals and gifts and, you know, these kind of things. How nice they will feel. So the charity that we increased in Ramadan, let's extend it out of Ramadan, throughout the year. Whatever you are capable of donating in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to make the minds of our children also, na? Our children. That Eid is not only about toys and sweets and snacks and visiting your family or your family visiting you and having fun and laughter and smiles. It's much more than that. Much more than that. I'm telling you, at the top, ashukru lillah. At the top. I thank you, O Allah. This we must ingrain in their hearts and their minds. The sweets, this lovely meal, the happiness we are experiencing, the family get together. Thank you, Allah. Merciful Allah. Thank you. From the bottom of the heart. Put it inside their hearts. You have this? Did you thank Allah? You eating this? Did you thank Allah? Put this in their hearts and minds. So that they understand, they realize it's not only about having a good time, but about thanking Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about keeping in touch with family members, about thinking about the poor and needy as well, about giving charity, charities of different kinds, even a smile is charity, about repairing those relationships that were broken, that if there were grudges, to remove the grudges, to create harmony in the home, harmony amongst family members, harmony in society. Subhanallah. And each and every one of us can do this. Because in Ramadan, on the day of Eid, we are visiting each other, we are hugging each other, we are shaking each other's hands, we are, you know, there's euphoria, there's joy. You feel the atmosphere. Subhanallah. We need to extend this. What we learned, what we practiced in Ramadan, extend it throughout the next 11 months, till the next Ramadan. And recite, as you hear on Madani channel, you hear Amir Ahl-Sunnah Tamil Barakat Mul Aliya, Ajjil, Ajjil, Ya Ramadan, Ajjil, Ajjil, Ya Ramadan, Ajjil, Ajjil, Ya Ramadan, Jaldi, Jaldi, A Ramzan. Come quickly. Return quickly. Come back quickly. Oh Ramadan. Because we don't know. We don't know. Doesn't matter what age I am, how healthy I am, how well I eat. When the expiry date is reached, not a second late, not a second early, I'm leaving. I'll be forced to leave. Never to return into this world. Am I ready? That's a question you need to ask yourself. I know it's people are celebrating Eid Day, but you know, people also pass away on Eid Day. But it's things that we should consider. That unrestricted fun and where we leave doing good and engaging in sin. Some places you may even hear about where music is being played, drums are being beaten, People are dancing, old and young. Where did you learn this from? From who? Who does this? Some places, na'udhu billahi min dalik. So there's no salah, there's music, there's like a concert. There is intermingling and mixing of men, women, boys, girls, strangers. And there's plentiful of haram taking place in the day of Eid. And you just finished Ramadan, where some people, they become more religious. Good for them. Just need to extend it one day at a time for the next 11 months. And again, Ramadan proves you can do it. It proves you can stay hungry throughout the day. So that's one of the other things. Nafl, fast. If a person keeps nafl fast, subhanallah azza wa jal, that is a physical spiritual detox. That we're not just reserving this for Ramadan, but even out of Ramadan. Think about it. That I can and I should. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast on Thursdays and Mondays. Mondays because it was the day he was born and the first wahi revelation came to him. Let me do that as well. Or every second day, every third day. Ayyamul Bid, 13, 14, 15 of every lunar Islamic month. Let me keep those fasts. Subhanallah. It will do lots of good and it will be of great benefit for your body, for your mind, for your spirituality. Because fasting is the number one way to restrict the nafsul ammara, the desires, the ego, the self. And our Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Tamul Barakatum Aliyah, encourages this. In fact, in Nek A'mal, pious deeds, he has included this in one of the points, in the weekly points, that this Monday did you fast or any other day? We need the reminders. So the reminder is there. Don't forget to fast, nafl fast. It's good for you. You just finished Ramadan, come on. Six nawafil of Shawwal. This beautiful six optional fasts. Aim to keep those things. Those six fasts, inshallah. There's plenty of rewards. But that must be, that you can either, you can keep it consecutively, one after the other. Or you can break it up. Keep one, skip a day, keep one, skip a day. Or keep one, two, skip 2 days, 3 days. Try. Because your system, your body, your pattern, 29, 30 days, you can a little bit continue that. Yes. Ramadan time when shaitan is chained up and more people are doing good, which is encouraging. It encourages you to do more good. When you see others doing good, when you see others reciting Quran. We listen to Quran in Taraweeh, the whole Quran. Many completed their Quran, at least read a little bit more than before Ramadan. Just need to continue that now. Tilawatul Quran. Take out few minutes in a day. Yes, the schedule is hectic, it's busy. But I can take out some time for attending to my social media commitments, other commitments, personal responsibilities. I can take it out. So I can take out some time. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes to read the Quran, to understand the Quran, and Dawud Islami has got all the facilities that you need. Hard copy, soft copy, online, on-site, courses that are online, courses that are face-to-face, on-site, hard copies of the glorious Quran with the translation, with the commentary, Kanzul Iman, Miftahul Ihsan, these are translation and commentary of the Quran. So we understand the verses in its proper context. Context is so important because you get people on social media and other places that will give their own personal interpretation. Reading the entire verse, they'll read half a verse and translate that defectively and give a defective or deviant interpretation. Dawud Sami's got you. So continue this. تلاوه القران قراءه القران to recite the Baris Quran continue. It's mentioned in blessed hadith that whoever reads a letter from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, he will have a reward, and this reward will be multiplied by 10. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam further said, I'm not saying that alif lam mim, the combination of these letters, is a letter. Rather, saying alif is a letter, lam is a letter, and mim is a letter. Multiplied by 10 per letter, 30 rewards just for reading that. Subhanallah. Even if you feel, you know what, I need to brush up on my recitation of Quran, I can't really read properly, or I can't read at all. We know people grown up in their 30s, in their 40s, reaching their 50s, 50 plus, that they don't know how to recite the Quran, Kalamullah, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't know. The Arabic I'm talking about, the original, Dawat Islam has got you. You don't need to tell anybody. Enroll. Go to QuranTeacher.net on your phone, on your laptop, on your tablet. That will take you to our homepage of Fizan Online Academy, FOA. You just select the course you want to do, Madani Qaida and Nazara, and a professional, qualified teacher will teach you one-on-one, starting from the very beginning of Alif Bata, and according to your timing, what is convenient for you, to your timing. Dawat Islam is there for the Ummah, there for you. And if you scroll down, you will see many other beautiful courses. Fard Ulum course is there, Hafzul Quran course is there, male and female, the Alim and Alima courses are there, and so many others. Nikah course is there, subhanallah. Dawat Islami is providing these professional services to empower the Ummah, so that people on social media or your peers, they don't bluff you, they don't trick you and enter deviant beliefs in your heart and mind. Learn and continue learning. Self-development must never ever stop. Continuously learn. Every day learn something. One thing. One sunnah. One dua. Something learn for the day. This will be of enormous benefit for you in this world, in the grave, in the afterlife as well. And you know, something we were taught. One of the best ways to remember what you learnt is to teach it to others. Starting in your household, with your children, or your spouse, your siblings, your parents. Parents also, no problem. Grandparents, your friends, fellow Muslims. Teach it to them. Try and simplify it for little kids. And the more you do this, the more you're going to remember it. Because you are revising, you're teaching. Make good intentions. Because remember, one of the things that will still benefit you even after your passing away is ilmun nafi'a, beneficial knowledge. You learn something, you transferred it to others with good intentions for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to earn a reward, thawab, hasanat. Even after your passing away, that person that you shared that beneficial knowledge with, if they are still acting upon that, still using that, or maybe teaching others, sharing it with others, whoever is practicing upon that, getting reward in your grave, in your grave, subhanAllah. And with that sadaqah jariyah, if you contributed towards the establishment of a madrasa, of a masjid, of a jami'ah, where people are benefiting, so long as that place is standing and people are benefiting, you'll get reward. And of course, waladun salih, pious child that makes dua for you. I want to ask you a question. Will your child make dua for you when you pass away? And that's a question you need to ask yourself. will this child of mine, whom I am working so hard to provide for, to provide better facilities than I had when I was growing up, to provide, to make sure the meals are there, food is there, there is safety and security, that they have the clothes they want, they have the things they want, the items they want. I worked so hard to provide for this child, to rear this child. This child, if my eyes close permanently now, will this child, will the son of mine be able to perform my janazah salah as the imam? Will this child of mine, son or daughter, raise their hands and make dua for my forgiveness? Will this child of mine send me Isolay Thawab? Do good and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it and transfer the reward of that to my soul. Will they do it or not? Something for us to think about. And that is dependent upon what type, what kind of tarbiyah, training, nurturing, teaching that I as a parent had done. If husband and wife work together as they're supposed to, as they should, and strengthen the foundation of the child, then inshallah ta'ala the child will do that. The child will send Isolay Thawab. The child will make dua of maghfirah and forgiveness for their parents, for their grandparents, and for all marhumin. What is that foundation? Islam, Quran, Sunnah, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, obedience to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islamic knowledge, Islamic teachings, Islamic values, Islam, Iman, strengthening of Iman, that's the foundation. What have I done to set that and to make it firm in their lives? But soon, they are going to receive influences from the outside, through the cartoons, through the media, through the TV, through social media, through their peers, from the world around them. They are going to receive influences, trying to play with their mind, trying to indoctrinate their mind, trying to dive into their mind to influence them. It's going to happen. Rather, you do the programming before the programmers start their programming. You program. Quran, Sunnah, Hadith, Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt, Awliyaullah, these ideas and concepts. But if we as parents don't know, what are we going to teach? And that's where Dawat Islami comes in. Dawat Islami is there to empower us, so then we can empower the next generation. The next generation. Inshallah. We'll take a short break and be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Unfortunately, the case is that we live in such a time, we live in such a society where every action is done to gain fame or to gain followers or to gain likes. Whereas this is not what Islam teaches us. But Islam, it teaches us a very different standard. And that is that our actions should be done sincerely. That our actions should solely be done for the sake of Allah Almighty. The Blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, actions are judged by intention, and everyone will be rewarded according to what is intended. Keep in mind that your intention is a criterion for your action. If your intention is bad, then this could lead to the corruption of your action. For example, a person is doing good. He is giving money within the way of Allah Almighty. He is giving sadaqah, but a person at the same time is taking a selfie. He is taking a picture so that he can post this on social media. And his intention behind this is that I will gain fame, I will gain followers and likes. People will like me because I am giving sadaqah in the way of Allah. But this person must be very careful. That Islam teaches us that our actions, they should not be done to gain followers and fame, but rather solely for the sake of Allah Almighty, sincerely and with the intention to gain reward. Because it could be that a person with the bad and false intentions could end up corrupting and destroying his very good actions that he done. So next time we are doing good actions, next time we are doing any action, we should look upon the intention that we have. That is this action that I am doing solely for the sake of Allah Almighty.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Have you seen? There's something to learn at every turn. This beautiful Madani movement of Dawud Islam. Join today. Don't delay. You will find maybe somebody directly or on social media may try to convince you otherwise. No, these people, stay away, this and that. And let me tell you, the regret that you will have when you join is, why didn't I join earlier? Non-political, non-sectarian, peaceful propagation of Quran and Sunnah. Get into it and see for yourself. Don't let somebody make your mind that, you know what, no, stay away. Find out. If you see, okay, the man was right, your choice. But you'll see something else. It's like how, because of the propaganda and the false advertising and false marketing, Islam, they try to paint in a negative, with a negative brush. And when the non-Muslim hears this, sees this constantly and says, you know, let me check for myself. I've got a mind. Let me check. Let me read. That's what they don't want. They want the person to say, far away, no. But many, they wake up from their negligence and they say, you know what, let me read for myself at least. And when they read and they research and they find out and they speak to Muslims, it's the complete opposite. You get to understand, Islam is here to remove oppression, to remove injustice, to establish peace and harmony, to establish the rules and laws that are with the nature of human beings as sent to us in the form of the glorious Quran. Islam, the Sunnah, the Hadith, the Sharia. So, extend those good deeds, those extra good deeds that we were doing in Ramadan Sharif, Ramadan Kareem. Extend it. Continue it. You can do it. You can wake up that early and read your tahajjud and read your fajr and read the other nawafil, ibadat and salas. You can fast. You did it for 29, 30 days. You can fast on Thursdays, Mondays. Ayyamul Bid, 13, 14 and 15 of every Islamic month, lunar month. You can do it. You can stay up at night and read extra ibadat, Salatul Layl. You can. If you want to. And you can control your sight, your tongue, what you hear, what you say, what you see. You can do moderation in eating. You can do it. Believe in yourself. Improve your character. How in Ramadan you were much more aware. You took much more precautions. You can do it. All you have to do is extend it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the best amongst you are those who have the best manners. So, just continue. Extend this for the next 11 months. And inshallah, before you know it, through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be welcoming another glorious Ramadan. And this is the kind of environment we need to create in our homes, even on the day of Eid, an environment, an attitude of gratitude, an environment of unity, of strengthening of family ties, an environment of charity, of showing true, sincere concern for the next individual. An environment where there is salah, where there is recitation of Quran, where there is learning of deen, ilm al-deen. An environment of sabr, patience, tolerance. An environment where the sunnah, the complete and comprehensive way of living, the perfect lifestyle of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the foundation. And here, this is how we do things. And the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, whoever revives one sunnah at the time of corruption will receive the reward of 100 martyrs. Another beautiful narration says, he who loves my sunnah loves me. And the one who loves me, kana ma'iya fil jannah, will be with me in Jannah, in paradise. Who does not want that? Every single believer will say, I want to be with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity and the passion to continue and to grow the good that we had done, or the extra good that we had done in Ramadan for the next 11 months. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
A tired heart begins anew when faith returns pure and true. When faith returns pure and true, spiritual renewal.